Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm kind of confused here. What type of company are you?
We are a third-party call center and we service online vendors. We handle customer service accounts.
Well, I see there on my, which is the first time I ever noticed it. I noticed it last month, once on 217 for $7.95. Then again on February 23rd for $56.95. I don't know what your company is, but I never ordered anything from this company, or so I don't know what this is. But
okay, sir, if you will please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account.
Yeah, 33566.
566.
Yes, 33566.
Okay. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Larry Zarneski, C Z A R N E S K I. It's the first time I've ever seen it on. I've had this card for 30 years. It's the first time I've ever seen this come up on my credit card.
Yes, sir. So the name you see may actually just be the merchant name and not the actual company name.
Well, I need to know what it is because I'm going to call Bank of America and tell them your credit card that I don't know anything about this. I'm going to say it's a fraud, it's a scam. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't order anything.
And what was that last name again, sir?
Zarneski, C-Z-A-R-N-E-S-K-I. You must have got me mixed up somebody else, or someone else got a hold of my card, but that's never happened before. I'm trying to live from payday to payday, and, I don't mind paying my bills. I'm 82 years old, and I have never been late or missed a payment in my entire life.
Okay, could the account be under Dorothy?
She never uses this card.
So I have an account for Dorothy.
If you can tell me. It's on both our names, but she doesn't have this card, though.
Okay. Well, again.
If you can tell me what this is about, I'll have some idea.
Okay, sir. So we have an account for a Dorothy
Zarneski.
In Plant City, Florida. Could you verify the mailing address for me?
4001.
Okay, sir.
Thackeray Way, Plant City, Florida.
Okay, sir. So it says here that on February 17th, may I ask who is Dorothy to you, sir?
She's my wife, but she doesn't have this card, though, so she could have used it.
Okay, sir. So again, her name is on this account, and it says here that she ordered a tablet. She paid shipping and handling for $7.95. That was done on February 17th.
What type of tablet?
I'm not sure, sir. It just says tablet. And maybe it could have been iPad or any type of tablet.
She hasn't gotten anything in the mail, and there's no need for her to order one because we have one already. We've had one for years. And she hasn't gotten anything in the mail. Like I said, she can't use this card. She doesn't have it.
Okay, sir, so I'm just letting you know what is
on
this
card. I'm not going to pay for it because we didn't receive no tablet. You're trying to charge her for something that you just, I don't know what you're talking about, a tablet? You said the tablet was $56?
No, sir, the tablet is not $56.
Well, that's why I see you charge me here on the 7th, on the
23rd. Okay, sir, I was trying to explain this, sir.
Okay, so I'm listening.
So, again, she ordered a tablet on February 17th, and in those terms and conditions, it stated that if this account was not canceled within 48 hours, then it would be enrolled into an online gadget store. And that $56.95 charge that you see is the membership fee for this store. And it says here that their customers should receive a $125 gift card each month they are enrolled. And it says here that they also email their customers regarding it.
Well, I tell you what, young man. You eliminate that. Don't send us anything else. I'm going to call. As soon as I get on the phone, I'm going to call the credit card and say that I have no idea what this is. It's a scam. She did not order anything because I spoke to her about it already. She said she don't want anything about this. In fact, she's been in the hospital. She's got that COVID-19 really bad. So it couldn't have been her. So anyway, like I said, I'm not going to pay it.
Okay.
So like I said, you can do what you want to. But if you send anything else, I'll turn this over to the General Attorney's Office or turn it over to the Better Business Bureau.
Okay, sir. So again... Again, sir, we are a third-party call center. We don't service. We only service online vendors. It's not our product or website.
Well, whose product is it?
Well, it says here that that was a welcoming gift to the Factory Direct Savings Store.
Well, it couldn't have been a very welcome gift if they charged it $56.
That's the membership fee to that store.
She did, you know, first of all, she couldn't have done this. And I certainly would have been stupid enough to do it. I don't do anything.
Okay, sir, where her name is on this account, sir.
Well, my name is on it, too.
No, sir, it's not.
It is,
it too. May be your card, but her name is on this account, not yours, sir.
It says right here, Larry Zarneski. It don't say Dorothy, it says Larry.
Okay, sir, again, that may be your card, but on this account is her name. She ordered this, not you, sir.
Well, she couldn't because she couldn't have gotten this card.
Okay, sir, well, somehow.
Well, like I said, I'm not going to pay it. I'm going to call a credit card and tell them that this is a fraud. So, you know.
Okay, sir, they are going to, okay, sir, so what I'll do for you, I would just cancel this account for you. Sir, sir, I'm going, okay, sir, I'm canceling this account, but if you, sir, I'm canceling this account for you, and if you would like a refund, I can do that for you, but if you're disputing the charges, I cannot because they locked the account.
I don't even know what that means.
So when you dispute the charges, sir, saying it was a fraud, the bank gives you that money back first before they start an investigation. Then they start the investigation. They contact us. We give them all the information we have on the account saying who purchased it and something. Because when you put a fraud claim in, you're stating that you did not make the purchase. But so we give them the IP address showing where the order was placed from, the phone it was placed from, and all the information showing where it's placed from. And then they validate, was it a valid charge or not? But during that process, they lock the account. So there can be nothing done to it. So I can refund you.
I don't know what credit card number it is, but the one I got here ends in 5502. That's when it was charged to.
And that's the credit, the last four that we have on file as well.
I'm telling you, she doesn't have this. It's not even her name.
Okay, sir, this account is in her name. Saying
no, it's
that
not.
She
it's in my name.
Sir, she did an online survey and put her name in, not yours. And
somebody
so the account
else,
is under her name.
Somebody else did that.
Okay, well, somebody else used your wife's name, used your card to make this order. Again, what I can do for you is cancel this account. I can refund you, but if you're disputing the charges, I cannot because the bank is going to lock the account.
Well, like I said, if you can do this, fine, like I said. But, you know, like I said, the main thing is I go over my bills fine, and this is the first time I've ever seen that name appear on my credit card.
Okay, sir, again, the name may have just been a merchant name, not the actual company name.
Yeah. Well, you don't know the name of the company that she's supposed to have joined or something? Or?
It's called the Factory Direct Savings Store.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a gadget store.
Yeah, she's getting all this. In fact, Doris, she has a couple credit cards, and she's not, you know, she's 78. She's not in the best of health. She's had that COVID-19 since Thanksgiving, and she's been really poor health. But she has also a Discovery card and a Regions card, and I finally got the last statement, and they've been charging her, and since 2019, they charged her $3,800 for items she never received, and she just didn't catch it. And the other one charged her $2,800 since 2019. You know, and I finally got a hold of them and said, look, you know, your guys are, they said, well, we can't do anything unless you call us and say this is not a, you know, a bona fide charge. But, you know, there's so many companies out there that's scamming people. They get your name, and I don't know how they do it. But, you know, first of all, there's no way she could have got this because she don't even know the name of it. She don't even know the card number. So she couldn't have gotten it, you know. So she doesn't have this card in her possession.
Okay, sir, so the only way we get these accounts, again, are from when customers do online surveys, contest entries, or sweepstakes. They can receive an email or text message from their local phone provider, local Walmart, Home Depot, CVS, Sam's Club, Costco, anyone they send out these surveys. You do the surveys, and that's how we get these accounts.
Well, like I said, I don't know what happened there, but like I said, I know that, you know, she was in the hospital for about a week, and she don't have a phone because she was, you know, she couldn't even hardly breathe. You know, she had been really sick. In fact, I thought I was going to lose her there for a while. But it's you know, like I said, first, you know, I'm trying to explain to you what the problem is. It's just like someone telling you that, you know, if you go outside and you say, you know, it's raining, and somebody else comes and says it's not raining. Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. There's no way that she could have done this because, first of all, she doesn't know the name of the credit. You know, she don't have the number of the credit card. She doesn't have it in her possessions, and she doesn't memorize it. So, you know, there's no way she could have done this. So anyway, but if you can do this, if you take her name off the list, you know, she didn't join any club, you know, and but anyway, it's you can do this, that's fine. But like I said, I've got
to do. Okay, sir. I got this account canceled. I got that refund issue back to you. You should see it in your account next 3 to 5 business days. You should also receive an email regarding that account. And I have that canceled.
I don't even have an email.
The email we have on file is skid@icloud.com.
That's not even our email.
Okay, sir.
So, you know, I don't know how this taking place, but like I said, somebody else. Here again, there's a lot of people know her name, you know, her kids, stuff like that, other family members. It's not a common name, though. Like I said, you know, it'd be hard for someone to fake that name. But like I said, there's no way she could have done it. But okay, well, like I said, I'll just go ahead and wait. Like I said, see what happens. And but like I said, I don't want to pay for something I haven't received. You know, I've got enough. You know, I don't. What state are you? Are you in another country? Are you in the United States? Or
sir, I'm in California, sir.
Okay, yeah, I spent, I was a Marine Corps overseas, came back to the station in California in Santa Ana. Went to work for the fire department back in 62. And I don't know how whereabouts you are, but it was such a beautiful state back then. And I stayed there for 35 years, but in 1962 to around, they only had one freeway that was I-5. No smog,
oh, wow.
Beautiful, no crowds, no traffic. It was just gorgeous. It's not that way anymore.
Yes, sir.
We moved away from in 1990, moved out here, which was a mistake too. This state's just about as bad. All right, young man. Well, thank you. Like I said, I'm just, you know, I went over this. I talked to my wife, you know, and she said she don't have a clue what that is.
Yes,
but I just
sir.
Got this. I got this in the mail yesterday on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and I go as soon as I get it, I go through everything that I see. If I see something that pops up, and I see it, General Gordon. And I waited until she woke up, and I talked to her about it. She said she don't have a clue what that is. So here again, I don't know how this could have possibly happened. But anyway, remove us from your whatever it is, and I appreciate you, you know, working with me. And whereabouts in California? Are you in Orange County, or are you in the northern part?
We're in San Diego.
Oh, beautiful place. Yeah, that's where I went to Marine Corps boot camp. And,
yes.
They still have is that Miramar? Miramar Air Force or naval base there? Miramar.
I know. What is it? What base is that?
I know when I was in boot camp.
I know there's an Army base there as well. I think it's Irwin, Fort Irwin. Yeah. Pretty sure Fort Irwin. I know.
Also, they still have that long bridge, Coronado Bridge, that goes across. It's a big old long bridge that goes, I think, to the next Coronado Island or something like that.
Yes, sir. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, young man. Well, and what's your first name?
Jameer.
Jim?
Jameer. That is spelled Jameire.
All right, Jameer. Almost like Jeremy, but it's Jameera.
Jameer, yes, sir, Jameer.
All right, and how's the weather in San Diego? Is it nice or?
Oh, yes, sir. Been pretty hot lately.
Yeah, here in Florida too, it's 91 degrees outside right now.
Oh wow. Yes, sir.
This is a horrible state. All right, young man. Well, thank you, and I'll just forget about this right now and go ahead and pay it. Hopefully, get a refund on it.
Yes, sir. So you are, again, getting that refund. It will go back into the card that was charged. It will show up in the next 3 to 5 business days, and that started Monday. So it will be there no later than next Friday.
Okay. So so I can explain this to my wife. What happened? She or somebody supposedly called this number and ordered.
No, sir. So we actually cannot have customers' information due to fraud claims. So we don't take customers' credit card information. So the only way we get these accounts is from when customers do online surveys. And when they do these online surveys and sweepstakes entries, the companies, they have their terms and conditions on there. And in those terms and conditions, it'll state like if this was a trial or if you do you have to cancel an account, because there'll be future charges or anything. And those terms and conditions is where it explains everything that will be charged. And so most customers don't read those because it's like the fine print. And so like what happened in this situation, they get a charge they're not familiar with. And yeah, and it'd be due to that survey or contest entry.
Anyway, would it be kind of hard for her to go online because she doesn't have a computer or, a laptop. So there's
So
no
I
way she
mean,
could have went online.
it can be done from like your phone. It can be done from anywhere really that you have internet access to.
Did she purchase anything or she just joined a club? Does that
No,
make a
so
difference?
again, so it on February 17th, it says here that $7.95 was charged for the shipping and handling of a tablet. I do see here, give me one second. I do see here that she did pay shipping and handling, but there is no tracking number, so I don't know what happened to that. So I'm pretty sure you guys did not receive it. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna just void that charge as well.
Okay, like I said, I know she did order something that was for $500 something, though, but I forget what it might have been from California, but it was not. It was $543, and it was an electric fabric cutter,
Oh wow.
and but the shipping charge was $49, and I haven't seen that yet. That she just did that the other day. All right, well, thank you so much. You have a good day and stay safe.
You're
Hope
welcome,
everybody in your
sir.
family doing well.
Yes,
Take
sir.
care.
And thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day as well, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.